What Not the Podcast, Lent Up Early Edition. Pastor Wolfmuller here. God be praised for another day of his kindness and love. Here's a little devotion on Psalm 32 and a question about Mark 8. The one who loves his life will lose it. That's a fantastic question. Here you go. How does the unseen realm interact with the seen realm? This is a mystery to me. It might be a mystery to everybody. But how is it that angels, you know, can affect things in this life? How is it that our soul, in fact, interacts with our body? I don't know. But it does. The Lord, who is spirit, is the one who created the physical world. And there's a connection between our bodies and our souls that is more profound than we often think. So, David is reflecting on this in this beautiful Psalm 32, which is one of the seven penitential psalms. And he says, blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity and in whose spirit there is no deceit. For when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as by the heat of the summer. So our failure to confess our sins wastes away even our bones. That's really something. So the Lord gives to his Christians the greatest, one of the greatest gifts of all, which is a clean conscience. I've been thinking about this last couple of weeks. I might have mentioned it here before, is that is when we come to church, we come for a clean conscience. And when we come for a clean conscience, we never leave disappointed. At least we shouldn't. If we come for a clean conscience and we leave disappointed, then we're going to the wrong church. I told the people here in Bible class, I think yesterday or sometime, that if we get to the end of the service and I have not preached Jesus and the forgiveness of sins, then say, Pastor, start over, try again. Because that's what we're here for. We're here for Jesus and the forgiveness of all of our sins. When I acknowledge my sin to you, verse 5, I did not cover my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. The devil wants us to hide our sin or to flaunt our sin. The Lord tells us to confess our sins, and he's faithful and just, and he forgives us. God be praised. Here's a question from Jeff, who has, he asked, Pastor Wolfmuller, I recently had this thought while reading Mark's Gospel, chapter 8, verses 34 to 38, and Jesus' response to Peter's rebuke of his suffering and dying. My thought was, do not mistake abundance for blessing. I'm a student at the seminary trying to form my theology. Am I off base? God's peace. Jeff. So here is... So this is after, so let me set it in context and then read the gospel and a few thoughts on it. So you'll remember that Jesus asks, who do people say that I am? Who do you say that I am? You are the Christ, the Son of the living God, says Peter. Jesus then began to teach them that the Christ must suffer before he entered into his glory, and Peter rebuked him for this, and that's when Jesus rebukes Peter, get behind me, Satan. You're not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of men. And then this, and calling the crowd to him with his disciples, Jesus says, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and for the gospel's sake will save it. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? For what can a man give in return for his soul? For whosoever is ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him will the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes again with glory, in the glory of his Father, with the holy angels. So Jesus is setting before the disciples, before the crowds, before us, he's setting this great contrast between gaining the whole world and losing our soul. So there is And I think that's a nice way to put it. There's a distinction between abundance and blessing. But I would maybe just say that there's the Lord is maybe even making a further distinction, and that is between what is good and what is evil, or what is valuable and what is not. And the value that Jesus would have is on our eternal life with Him. If you are pursuing the things of this life, the things that the eyes can see, the things that the mouth can eat, so forth, the Gentile things, what to eat, what to wear, all this. If you're pursuing these things, you might have them, but what good does it do you when it comes to the judgment day? There's one thing to have on that day that will let us pass from death to life, that will lead to the verdict of innocence and peace. And that one thing is the blood of Jesus, the righteousness of Jesus, the promise of Jesus, the name of Jesus. Jesus, that is the treasure. His word, His guarantee of our eternal life. So we could have everything, but if we don't have that one thing, then everything else is lost. Jesus says it in another place, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." But if we find ourselves seeking everything else, then we lose not only all those other things, but also the kingdom. So we have our eyes fixed on Jesus. He's our prize. He's our joy. He's our contentment. And He's our life eternal. And that is, He is our abundance and our blessing. He's all of these things. So, Jeff, I hope that helps. It's a great question. Great, beautiful, beautiful text. Thanks so much. Thanks for being a What Not the Podcast listener and subscriber and question leaver at wolfmuller.co/contact. Or you can click on the button there and send a question straight to me. I see that I got one today, and I'll be probably looking at that for tomorrow. So that's a lot of fun. Keep them coming. Hope that the joy of the Lord continues to be your strength and your song. Don't forget to go to your pastor's Bible. Hey, make plans now. What's today, Thursday? Make plans now to go to your pastor's Bible study on Sunday. That'll be a great blessing for you and for him. Otherwise, thanks for being part of the fun. We'll talk to you soon. God's peace be with you.